It's Thursday, the 15th of May. It's cool. Not cold, just cool. Overcast. Some bright bits, I suppose. The star has just landed on my tree above my head. And you know, in their summer garb, they're stunning. Yes, you are. You are. And one of the most beautiful parts about the starlings is when the sun hits the back and the neck and those sheens, vivid sheens of purple and blue. But their underside, and you see this best when they're on the feeders, hanging, dangling from the feeders, their underside is beautiful. Speckled like a song thrush. There was a wee greenie, a greenfinch, on the feeder, just as I stepped out. I'm guessing a male, because he was in his summer garb, and he just looked stunning. Stunning with those flashes of almost iridescent green, lime green. That starling interrupted the big wood pigeon's calls. Oh, he's away again. He's sitting on top of the telegraph pole at the bottom corner of the garden. You know, it's great to come out here. And a magpie. Yeah, saw me. He saw me just in time. And sweep back out the garden. It's good not having them in the garden now. You just see them now and again. The marauders, the raiders. I can't even remember what I was going to say now. Got a rhododendron opening up in the corner, and it's a beautiful, beautiful blush pink. You know, almost as if it was embarrassed. Remember, I used to go that way. Being red-headed and a fair complexion, I used to flush up a beautiful colour of blush pink. The slightest thing, girls would embarrass me. If they spoke to me, I'd flush up. If I had to stand up in the classroom, I'd flush up. A carrot top with a red face. I probably look like some kind of match. I grew out of that as I got older. It takes a lot to embarrass me now. I think that just comes with age, with confidence. The funny thing is, when I think about how I used to be younger, I'm not embarrassed about admitting to that. In fact, when I think back, I had something that the average person didn't have. I said the average person. I should have said most people. Red hair, proud of it. and the ability to glow red at the slightest occasion. Yeah, there's something you don't often hear in the mornings. My neighbour. Well, my neighbour's wife. Well, surely she's my neighbour as well. Well, she is. Just a strange way of saying things. So, I'm tired this morning. I'm feeling okay. Had a good night's sleep. Well, as good as be. And this fresh air has definitely helped me. Loads of bees in the apple tree, buzzing around, getting on with life. Isn't it ironic when I think about it that I was yesterday spent 2 hours, over 2 hours, cutting someone else's grass and tidying up their garden? Yes. Actually, not that mine needs much. Kind of looks after itself to a certain extent. An independent garden. Well, not quite. There's a starling on the suet feeder. He's picking everything off he can get in a rush. They always seem to be in a rush, starlings. Never settling. Hardly ever perched during the day. It's as if they're on high octane fuel. And then you have the wood pigeons that can sit still for hours and admire themselves and preen themselves. Just like humans, actually, when you think about it. There's those that drift through life at ease, still get there. Others that busy themselves throughout each day, can't sit still. We all get the same amount of, or same number of heartbeats in our life. Apparently. I've got a muddled head this morning. Just didn't seem to want to to what? To think clearly? I don't think I've ever thought clearly. I've always thought my head was a mess. Still, it's my head.